have a real American hero on your broadcast on the Power Hour, but we have one here. Craig Solomon Sawyer. He's been requested by some of our audience members. We love what he's doing. We'd love to support. It's been way too long since he's been on. As you know, he was a very highly decorated Navy SEAL. He became an instructor. He's been in federal law enforcement, in the military. He is now VetsForChildRescue.org, VetsForChildRescue.org. It's an absolute pleasure to have him on. Craig Solomon Sawyer, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Before we get into your extremely important work, obviously, the big news involves coronavirus and riots. And police action, you know, this question. And I'm very concerned that what we're seeing is this question being turned into a black and white issue. And I don't think it's black and white at all. I think it's an American issue. I think it's a Bill of Rights issue. I have seen with the coronavirus, I've been highly critical that the police have been willing to violate the Bill of Rights to institute city ordinances that are not necessarily lawful. They're against the Bill of Rights. If it's against the Bill of Rights, it's against the law. But yet we've seen police in Mississippi give $500 tickets to people sitting in their cars listening to preacher on the radio. I am disgusted by this, and I wanted, with your experience, your perspective, this is really, to me, the battle lines for America, your perspective.
Well, when I was in the Marine Corps, they made sure that we were very clear on the fact that we had the responsibility and the duty to refuse any unlawful order.
Really?
And so any order that went against our Constitution was thereby unlawful, and we were to refuse to carry that order out. And we could do that respectfully. Sir, with all due respect, I ain't doing that, right? But that was our duty, and we were expected to hold that moral and ethical line and legal line. And when I spent 5 years in federal law enforcement in the Air Marshal Service, I saw a mix of agents from the FBI, from the DEA, and others, and their lust for the next promotion or their desire to keep their job security and overwhelmingly overrode their moral integrity and their basic sense of decency or will to stand up against an unlawful order. There didn't seem to be a prevalent mindset in federal law enforcement to refuse any unlawful order. That didn't seem to be even a thought in their minds. I saw guys write up and ruin the careers of a lot of my best agents. I had 210 agents to manage for a while in Las Vegas for about 6 months until we could hire more supervisors after 9/11. And I watched these supervisors and managers ruin the careers knowingly innocent and good agents because their boss told them to do it. And I was sickened and disgusted at that. So it's a matter of culture. Culture is set by the leadership. A true leader will set the culture, just like they did with us in the Marine Corps. They're like, look, gents, here's what you are to do. Here's what you are expected to be morally and ethically. And that was not the case in federal law enforcement. So the agents would carry out any order, seemingly, no matter how egregiously illegal or immoral, and just ruin the careers of better men and women. And that was disappointing. So I would say we need to challenge law enforcement because it's not all of them, right? We see some of them standing up against it. Sheriff Mark Lamb here in Arizona, he says, hey, you know what? I'm not going to enforce unconstitutional, orders, against our people. That's not what I signed on to do. So God bless him and others that show that type of moral and ethical integrity to serve in good faith, as was their oath of office. So that's my blood.
I've seen, you know, I've talked to a lot of police over the years, and if it seems like if they're about 40 or under, maybe 45 or under, just depends. You know, if they're 35 and they went to obviously a police academy, they don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. If they're 45 and over 50, you know, they were taught that. It's like the academies are not even teaching they're not even getting that perspective. I don't. Do you have a comment on that, or maybe?
Yeah, I've got a comment on that. How can you serve and protect if you don't know what you've signed off to serve and protect? It's no different than a moral reprobate that he doesn't know Jesus Christ. He's never read the Bible. His parents may have been drug addicts, and he doesn't even know why he's on this planet. So what is he going to judge good and bad off of? What is his standard going to be? He's utterly lost. And so I would say a law enforcement officer that doesn't know our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, how can they understand what they were swearing their oath of office to if they don't know those documents and those ethical principles and those moral and legal standards outlined in those very important documents? That's what it's all about. That's what you're swearing your oath to. So if you don't know, if you're ignorant as to what they say, then how can you effectively serve and protect the American people and uphold those documents against all enemies, foreign and domestic?
It's a very important question. Extremely important question. Yeah. Let's change gears a little bit. Let's get to kind of the work you're doing. Not kind of, the work you are doing. VetsForChildRescue.org. It's an extremely important mission that you're on. I know a little bit of the sense of you, our audience. I have incredible respect for you in tackling. This is such an issue. Set it for our audience, especially if they've never heard you before. What is Vets for Child Rescue? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I guess you have to start with who I am. You know, I was raised by Christian parents, and I was a Marine and Navy SEAL. I even went to DEVGRU and served there, and worked in a couple different agencies over the years doing different things, mostly high threat protection in the war zones. And I learned how ugly and how pervasive child trafficking actually is in the United States. And I wanted to do something about it. I'm a man of action. I've got an entire lifetime of action, and I don't show me a problem, because unless you expect me to start figuring out a solution and trying to take action to fix it. So this was no different. I got so disgusted and so saddened at the abuse, and I thought, how can we allow this? How can this be? And I started scanning the horizon of my options of what it is that I could do now as a civilian and a father. Man, what's the biggest nuclear weapon I can bring against this scourge? $38 to $50 billion a year criminal enterprise annually against children.
Did you say 38 billion?
$38 billion. It may be as high as $50 billion annually. So that's a lot of activity. It's the fast selling children is the fastest growing criminal enterprise on earth. So that's no small chump change. It's superseding narcotics in some areas and maybe totally. We just don't know. It's so dark and secret, it's hard to really track the stats, even for law enforcement. So I realized, okay, we've got a serious problem. It's a covert domestic operation hunting our children by evil people, where it's the drug cartel or gangs or globalist cabals. There's a mix of people that are doing it, but it's all bad for the kids. And I thought, okay, they're enjoying the child traffickers. They're enjoying a lot of top cover. You can't turn on CNN or MSNBC and have them explain to you, you need to safeguard your children from this factual reality, right? They're not talking about it. So how convenient for the crooks that they're enjoying that level of top cover. And I realized, coming from a covert counterterrorist background, that the worst thing that can happen to an operation is that it be compromised. That the locals learn what's going on and how it's run, then it's 1,000 times more difficult to carry that operation out. So what I mean to do with Vets for Child Rescue, a nonprofit org, is to create as much alert to the American populace as I can, so that we all understand and can compromise and expose child trafficking and alert each other to it and safeguard our children from it and demand stronger legislation against it, so that in a short period of time, we can turn our culture around and create what we've referred to in the covert realm as a non-permissive environment for child trafficking, a hostile environment for the traffickers. That's what I want to create. So I filmed Contraland, a documentary, a high-quality documentary, exposing the problem and explaining it and demonstrating to the American populace, and it's gone global already, so it's being translated into half a dozen languages already, thank God. But to empower the people with the knowledge that they need to safeguard their children, that's what it's all about. I just want people to stop raping children.
This is an issue that's, especially I have small children, and so it's very difficult for me to look this straight in the eye. It is. And I know that to a lot of our audience, it probably is too. Please explain to myself, please explain to, you know, Grandma Jones sitting on her couch right now listening to this broadcast, please explain to her the severity and what we are, the magnitude of what we are dealing with on a local level. Why does she need to be so aware of this?
The reason everybody needs to be aware of it is because it's so pervasive now that it's not just in the big cities, it's in the small towns.
When you say pervasive, what do you mean? What does that mean?
I mean that it has permeated every element of our society. If you watch Contraland as an example, you'll see us arrest active duty federal agents. You'll see us arrest illegal aliens doing it. You'll see us arrest senior church elders. You'll see us arresting bus drivers and an army, active duty army recruiter. So there, and a guy that left a ski resort with his family and come down the mountain with a minivan with two little child seats in the back of his children. You'll see a guy bring a birthday cake for a 12-year-old girl that he believes is turning 13 for her birthday. I brought you a birthday cake and a little mini skirt about this big and, some stockings to wear when I rape you. And, you'll see that there's every aspect of society that's been permeated. So local gangs that used to stand on the corner, hang out in crack houses or whatever and sell weed or whatever kind of narcotics now are also selling children because the narcotic, when they sell the dope, they can sell it once because it's consumed. A child they can sell repeatedly, and they somehow think that that's a viable business option because the money, they're getting money from it. And we're getting reports now that a lot of inmates in prisons can't wait to get out because they want to sell children because they know how much money is there. So it has to be a major cultural about face. We have to reverse this permissive environment for it. It's easy for them right now. And as a veteran and a father, of course, our daughter was abducted at knife point. And she was raped repeatedly, and we got her back. And after 2.5 years, we finally were able to bring her attacker, repeat offender. He should have been in prison many years ago. In fact, he had a warrant out for him when he raped our daughter. He should not have been on the streets, but the city of Tucson felt like, and I'm not talking about law enforcement. They answer to the orders of the leadership apparently didn't feel like it was necessary to serve that warrant. So this guy, repeat offender, was out on the streets and did to our daughter what nobody should ever experience. And so it's everywhere. So the reason people need to know is it's everywhere. It's in your town. I would doubt you could go several blocks, and if you had an x-ray machine, you could see who was who in all the different houses. I would say within 2 or 3 blocks, you're going to find either a predator or a victim of child sex trafficking.
You said what you're describing, it sounds like it sounds like the mob. It sounds like it's really organized. I mean, this isn't just like some crazy Tim. He's a pervert and he's doing this. It sounds like there's a whole network support around this.
It's both. It's there. It goes all the way up to the global elite and Jeffrey Epstein and all of his clients. And all the way down to the lowest corner crack house. So
it's all of the above. You mentioned
it really is all of the above. When we start investigating, digging in all these cases, you learn that it's everywhere. And some of the victims that we've helped and rescued will let us know where all they've been and who all's homes they've been in. Politicians, all kinds of people, and they've
There's
lived.
The things that you've made public. There's names that you've made public or that you went after? I mean,
Everybody that we've prosecuted, that we've convicted, are on our website, vetsforchildrescue.org. There's an arrest page. So some of the investigations are ongoing, so we don't put people's names and faces up there until we've got a conviction, because it's got to be absolutely clean. So that's how we do business.
There's a you've seen the movie Taken, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a scene in the movie Taken. For people who don't know, if the audience hasn't seen this movie, it's about a father whose daughter was abducted at an airport in, I think, France, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so he tracks his daughter. He was in special forces, so he's very skilled, and he tracks his daughter, and it eventually leads him to a very high-level politician's house in France, and where this goes. Are you telling me that art is imitating life here?
Absolutely.
That's kind of how what you
say. In fact, I'm sure that's where the concept was learned and written about. It's probably much more of a documentary than a fictional piece. It's sad to say. I mean, we laugh about, you know, look, in special operations, if you don't have a sense of humor, we have dark humor in SEAL teams.
You have to.
If you don't laugh about it, you'll never be able to jock back up and go back into combat tomorrow, right? So we have ways of coping with all this. So don't think that just because we chuckle once in a while, I mean, we're fighting this every day. This has been hell in my family. But yet we fight on, and we're making great progress. So there's fantastic good that's already coming from Contraland and from our arrests. Every child predator, the average of which harm or rape or molest an average of 70 children each throughout their lifetime.
It's important
that the American populace realize that child predators want access to children, and they want unsupervised access to children. So what kind of jobs give them that? Well, they want to be scout leaders. They want to be Sunday school teachers. They want to be law enforcement. They want to work themselves into positions where they can have unsupervised private access to children, which they abuse. And I condemn it. I think that the people that abuse those positions of public trust should be punished more harshly than even the regular slime balls that destroy lives, because they also destroy the public trust and institutions that we
especially
want to give credit to. Yes.
Let me tell you a story that happened. This is what kind of hit me in the gut. A friend of my wife's, her daughter, I knew her daughter. She's in high school age, 9th, 10th grade, something like that. She told a story. She lives close to the high school. She's walking home from school, and somebody tries to abduct her. Thank God she hit him or did something or whatever. Somebody was yelling from the other side. Another car got out and stopped her and got her out of this, and the car took off. And that hit home to me. Like, this is not, you know, inner city nowhere. This is white bread America. This is happening, and they were so brazen and so bold to do that, right? I mean, that was my wake-up call. You're telling me that this is pretty much what's going on everywhere.
It is. And it's not that new, but it's just, I think in the last decade, it's really accelerated and multiplied several times because of the increase in the corruption of our federal government and the view down at the local level that anything goes. It's kind of all bets are off. Yeah, whatever you want to do. So,
are they being protected?
A lot of them are. Yeah, if you start researching some of these globalist minded billionaires who fund a lot of these subversive groups that are starting riots and attacking our president and causing a lot of division. Specifically, they're out to cause chaos and division. You'll see that there's a deliberate manipulation to our culture, and there's an attack there. And I forgot where I was going with that. What was your question again? And I'll finish it.
Well, you got me. I'm in trail to what? Let's go with what you just said. It seems like, especially your experience with Navy SEALs, you've seen things be done to other countries. It seems like now the subversiveness is now coming home to America. Let's just go there since you went there.
Yeah. Well, we got to realize with a lot of this stuff, there's the same people that are wanting to cause division between different groups. There's not really a racial hatred to the degree that the mainstream news media is portraying. I don't care what color somebody is. I genuinely don't. And most people have been that way for quite a while in this country. I'm not saying that there's not a few remnants of racism, but we don't have a big problem with it. But we do have a big problem with the news media making it seem as though we do. Because those that want power over the United States benefit from us being fractured and divided. Divide and conquer is a well-known military strategy for good reason. It's very old and it's very effective. And that's what's happening right now with the riots and all that. With when they put on camera a police officer deliberately murdering somebody, that's upsetting for all of us. None of us are okay with that. So why is it that it's being portrayed as a skin color issue?
Not black and white at all.
Yeah, I don't know anybody with any skin color under the sun that's okay with that. I told my wife I wouldn't have stood by and I would have tackled that cop or done something. I wouldn't have watched that. That's just not, you know, it's not okay in anybody's book. So why is it being portrayed? Well, it's being portrayed to initiate another race conflict and division, because divided, we fall to our globalist enemies. And it's a power grab. It's all about a political power grab. It's theater. They're playing this. I'm not saying that guy wasn't murdered. I'm saying the way that the media inflames it and runs it 24/7, and the way that they portray it and the things that they say behind it ignite tensions and result in this. And a lot of when you see a lot of the rioters are paid.
Craig, how can they help you? They can go to your website. You got donations?
Yeah, vetsforchildrescue.org. There's a donate button. They can buy merch, and please watch the film Contraland and tell everybody about it. That's huge.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Craig Solomon Sawyer on the other side. We'll get into the Trump administration. You know, how has that changed things? The success he's had, all these things. This is a hero. And this is important information that you need to know. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with The Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at The Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Powerball.com is where you get all the great products and support. This is where we get the money to pay for the airtime to have people like Craig Sawyer on and have independent media, independent thought. Who else? You won't see corporate media saying something like, this is not a black and white issue. This is an American issue. The Bill of Rights. You swear an oath to the Bill of Rights. Who else is going to tell you these things? Who else is going to be on this front line? VetsForChildRescue.org. We're here because of you. The products at the Power Mall are for your benefit. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's what we want. And health is a huge part of that. It's hard to be any of those things unless you are healthy. And so your health is your responsibility if you haven't realized it. And the people that we supposedly are to trust have kind of let us down. And so you got to research and know these things yourself. And this is extremely important. VetsForChildRescue.org is Craig Sawyer's website. We are the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. You can call for orders and support. We thank you for your prayers, donations, and support. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to Craig. The question I did ask you that we kind of went around about on was, are these traffickers? I mean, I don't know what other word to call them. I mean, thugs. Are these traffickers, are they being protected at higher levels, at extremely high levels?
Yeah, they really are. And there's another documentary out called Filthy Rich that exposes a lot of the corruption and the protection around Jeffrey Epstein. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing, and what I was trying to get to before was that you've got billionaires that really are trying to change the politics of the United States to turn us into their model of government that they want is Marxism. So it's a godless model of culture, and the government's the mommy and daddy, and the, you know, government's all, right? So
let me stop you right there. Okay. What you just all said. Right. You just said the government's your mom. I've been saying this over and over. Everything we are seeing is about who can make the decisions for your life. Are you sovereign and can make the decisions for your life, or is the government going to make the decision?
Yeah.
Are you coming at that opinion from your experience in the military and you can see this, or is this kind of just your opinion, or what? How did you come to that realization?
I came to that realization when I was working in the intelligence community. I was over in northern Iraq, and a man who's a national hero that's been a part of many different international incidents, fighting for good, a true white hat patriot, slid me a post-it note and said, Craig, you're going to want to start researching some of this, because there were some discussions going on and that I thought were fascinating. And what I ended up learning was a lot of that this globalist Marxist power grab. It's what they really want. Is it at the top of the entire thing, you've got a group of evil hearted and sick people, very wealthy, very elite, that wield a lot of money. They move trillions of dollars around the globe in the global banking system. They want a single global government model, and they want to be at the top. They want to have absolute control. And the Marxist slash communist model is the one that they think suits them best. So a sovereign, strong United States does not fit into their model. So that's back to all the subversion, all the subversive groups that are funded by these guys, and the Antifa and all the riots and the division. And these same Marxists now, they own all of our mainstream news outlets. So that's why the news are saying things that cause harm rather than empowerment and information and bringing about a positive effect. Everything you see from the mainstream news media now is negative and harmful. They're pushing fear and panic and division and hopelessness. Why? Because the globalists need the American people fractured so that they can take over and shatter the economy of the United States and break it up so that they can bring in their Marxist globalist model and then bring the entire globe together ultimately one day so that it's simple for them and no one can rise to wealth and power again and ever challenge them for it. So it's really, at the end of the day, yeah, they're evil. Yeah, they're crazy. But it's all about power and greed. So it's known. So at the top of the intelligence community, they know how it works. So that's where I learned about it. So back to the protection. A lot of these same power brokers are buying judges and district attorneys, and they're emplacing them all over the United States. And some of them, there's one judge in Houston, Texas, who has never, according to what's been reported to me, never prosecuted a child sex crime. Won't prosecute those. And a lot of these judges and district attorneys now that are being bought and put in place by these globalist billionaires are being in place specifically for that reason. They do not intend to prosecute child sex crimes. And that's their way of basically flipping Texas blue. They're trying to change the politics by every means, and one of those means now is also put in placing crooked judges and district attorneys. So we just need to be on the lookout for it. And I say if we had arrested these globalist subversives for their sedition and seize their assets and use their assets for good, we wouldn't be having all these problems continually popping up. But until our DOJ gets completely shaken out and re-legitimized, we're never going to make any of the big arrests. So it's a struggle until then.
I want to go backwards a little bit. I think this is really important. During the break, I talked to my cousin for a second, and because she's a single mother, she's got a small child. I think he's five, I think now. She was freaked out by what you were saying. She had to turn it off for a while. She said, I'm going to listen now, but it's just, I couldn't take it. I wanted to put him in Boy Scouts, but I can't because of this. And you kind of freaked them out. And the reason I think that's important, because I don't think she's alone. I think there's a whole lot of people that would have exactly the same reaction she had. Maybe that's part of the reason why we can't, puncture through this, is because we don't even want to look at it. It's so awful.
Well, I'm a decorated U.S. Marine and Navy SEAL for combat, for heroic service in combat. That's what some of my awards say. And I've been to 60 countries. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. This sickens me, and I don't want to deal with it. I would love nothing better than to look away and have it be gone. So I understand the repulsion, because I feel it too. It makes me sick at my stomach, and it brings me to tears more times than I'd like to admit to the public. But yet the fact remains that the children are being harmed. And by the turning away of the masses, the abusers have grown more pervasive, and the climate has grown more permissive for them. So I say, let there be no more turning away. We have to find the moral courage to face that which is despicable so that we can bring solutions to it. Because how can we look in the mirror if we turn away knowing that children are in dog kennels and being brought out only to be raped and tortured or beaten or murdered and put back in? What if I could wave a magic wand and any of us were one of those children, even for a day? Would we ever look away again if we understood what they were going through? No. It's a matter of moral courage. God doesn't want this to happen. This is not natural. This is not normal. This is not supposed to be happening. So we all have to find it within ourselves to write I've tried to make it easy for people. We can watch Contraland and it'll educate you and empower you on the knowledge of it. But there's a drop-down menu on vetsforchildrescue.org with a form letter that you can send to your elected officials. And if you don't know who your elected officials are, we've got another drop-down menu there that shows you who yours are by state. And you can send this letter to them all and say, I demand stronger enforcement for these precious babies. This is not supposed to be happening. You, elected official, do our bidding. We the people. We call the shots, not you. You get hot on this. You stroke stronger legislation. You support it. You openly denounce this harm, or we're going to replace your butt. We're going to get you out of office and put someone in who will serve the will of we the people, because we mean for the children to be defended. And that's what I mean to happen nationwide.
The Trump administration, it seemed like there was a big change from the Obama administration, the Trump administration, what was that like? How am I trying to pose this question? Was it easier for you to do your job under the Trump administration than Obama? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Well,
or is it more difficult? I don't know.
I was just getting started about the time that President Trump came into office. So we're a new startup nonprofit org. So we've made a big splash and we made a powerful documentary and we've made a lot of arrests already, 22 arrests and warrants with 100% conviction rate already. So, and that's just in our first three operations. So as we get more funding, we're going to do a whole bunch more. So people think that we're, some multi-million or multi-billion dollar global org that's going and going to crush child trafficking globally. I would love to. And I think we could grow into something very, very formidable. Because our connections and the horsepower and the backing behind us on the intelligence side, the law enforcement side.
What do you mean by that? I think that's a very important. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, let's look at our board of advisors. You've got Bob Hamer. Bob Hamer is a Marine Corps veteran and he's an FBI veteran. I think he spent 30 or 33 years in the FBI. Forgive me, Bob, if I got that number wrong, but he went inside. Undercover, he went into some pretty hardcore undercover operations for the Bureau over the years. He posed as a contract killer, an arms dealer, narcotics dealer, and buyer. So he went inside a lot of the mob organizations, organized crime, and did some very fantastic work. Well, the Bureau also tasked him to go undercover inside of a pedophile organization called NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And he didn't want to do it because he's a Christian and he's a patriot and he's heterosexual and he's married. But the Bureau pretty much said, we need you, Bob. And so he made it happen. And it was sickening for him. But he got 8 convictions on senior NAMBLA pedophiles undercover. So God bless Bob Hamer. So that's one example of our board. We've got an admiral. We've got Admiral Moore on our board with a rich history in aviation and national security. We've got Dr. Judith Reisman, who's a professor at Liberty University. She's been exposing the ignition point of all this harm to children, which was Alfred Kinsey's falsified studies in the Kinsey Institution, where pedophilia became the normalization of pedophilia was so pervasive and active. And denouncing his falsified study. She's been doing that for 50 years. She's a champion for the children. She's on our board. We've got Jack Farmer, who has served at the top of national security in several, well, just about every national agency at the top of national security for decades. And he is the foremost character that Tom Clancy formulated the Jack Ryan character after for all of his books. So he's on our board. So these are the kinds of people and connections. And there's a bunch more on our board of directors, and the operators on our team are Delta and DevGru and BORTAC operators and GRS operators. So we've got a lot of horsepower as far as operational capability and knowledge, but we just need the financial support. So imagine if the feds got behind us and would fund us, we could help them do all kinds of stuff. Because as an NGO, non-government organization, we can do things that law enforcement can't do. And they can do things that we can't do. And together we make an unbeatable combination for taking down these predator networks. So it's a really beautiful model.
I'm going to guess, just guess, that George Soros didn't write your organization a check.
No. I'm going to hold my breath. They expected him to do that because he's all about the opposite, right? He's a black-hearted man. I mean, when you listen to him talk about helping the Nazis locate hiding Jewish families as he was a young Jewish boy, and these families, all their assets are seized and they're taken off to death, you know, concentration death camps, and he says that was one of the most
best times of his life.
That's a sociopathic, that's a very sick hearted and a sick minded person. I call him evil, because look what he does. Look at the organizations, the subversive, divisive organizations that he funds and founds, and he just can't do it fast enough. And yet nobody ever stops him, and nobody ever even talks about how bad he is on the news. The president never even says we got a problem with this. So there's a lot of protection of our domestic enemies, and we have to break that. We have to break that dynamic to restore legitimacy in our nation and safeguard our people and our children. It's not okay.
Unfortunately, in our country, you know, we've seen with abortions, with basically, you know, when you ignore the Bill of Rights, this is something I've talked a lot about. You're not just ignoring law and becoming lawless. You're offending God, because the Bill of Rights is this extenuation, continuation of the Declaration of Independence, that we believe we're endowed by God, our creator, the American ideal. So when you start to ignore all these things, you start ignoring who we are, and you have a moral decay in our society. And then at that point, where we are now, unfortunately, now it takes somebody in an organization like Craig, you got to fight to even just maintain decency, to even have your children to feel like they're even protected. You got to take abnormal actions to get there, because we've become so immoral. Our moral fortitude along these lines has become so broken that we don't have a sense of ourselves. We will not protect. We won't even protect unborn babies. We don't protect them before they're born. We don't protect them when after they're born. So what do we expect to happen? I mean, I don't know if there's a question in there, Craig, but
I have something to say about it. My mom would say, very simply, these people need Jesus. And it sounds like a simple country mom saying, but she has worn out, I don't know how many Bibles. My dad was a very sincere and devout pastor and spiritual leader, and he lived 24/7. And I don't know how many Bibles he's worn out and highlighted and underlined and referenced and just on and on and on. They were massive consumers of the Word of God. And when mom said these people need Jesus, it wasn't just a simple thought. It was a bottom line thought after a lifetime of studying the best selling book of all time, written by hundreds of wise men and divinely inspired, and a totality of lifetime of consuming of this wisdom and what makes people tick and what leads to harm and deprivation and destruction. She, the bottom line is what her observation was, these people need Jesus. And she was absolutely right. It's a moral decay. When you get away from proven lessons on what's healthy, what's been proven to be healthy and good for people, and you start trying to reinvent the wheel and make stuff up, you're going to run into problems, and that's what we're witnessing right now.
We got about 6 or 7 minutes left. My cousin just texted me. She said, tears flowing, heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. Kind of give us a little pep talk here, like Coach Craig.
Okay.
Coach Craig, give us a little,
6 or 7 minutes left. Look, so I've prepared an interpretive dance that I would like to perform for your viewing pleasure. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You don't want that, and neither do I. The good news is this, folks. Adversity is opportunity. Challenge is opportunity to shine. Who are we if not a walking sum total of our life's experiences? And it's the times when there's challenge, when we have the opportunity to rise up and take action that we're later proud of when we look back on it. Maybe on your deathbed, when your eyes close for the last time, I hope that you look back on your actions and feel like you did pretty good, like you did good. And it takes a little courage to do right. And it's not always as easy, but it's always worth it. I've never been disappointed that I've done the right thing. I'm only looking back at with regret when times when I didn't step up enough. So people are doing that. When you watch Contraland, you see good law enforcement standing up with us and hugging and high-fiving after these arrests, knowing that their children are safer in that town now too, after the arrest of these child predators, and they got sickened by it. And I've had some of them confide in me that, Craig, we deal with cartel down on the border all the time. We get in gunfights and we narcotics bust and all this stuff. And saying this was the most rewarding work I've ever done in my career. And so good people are stepping up. Contraland is out there. There's a network with 90 million viewers that's picking Contraland up that's going to air. And we're going to now that they'll do it, we're going to approach others and let them know that they can air it too, so that it's going to permeate our society. People are going to be awakened to it. So the light absolutely destroys the darkness. There is no speed of darkness. There is no speed of darkness. There is a speed of light. Whenever there is light, there can be no darkness. So the light is winning. And what I'm doing is running around flipping all the lights on, saying, look at this cesspool, America. This is bad. Let's just start taking actions and fix it. And there's actions that everybody can take. So I want everybody to be encouraged that they can go to vetsforchildrescue.org. They can write letters. They can be empowered on how these predators stalk their children with a bunch of information there about the apps and how the electronic apps on the phones and the Xboxes and how the predators are stalking your children and geolocating them through some of these apps down to the very which bedroom they are in your home. We need to know that. That's empowerment. That's good. That's light shining on darkness. So good is happening. Be encouraged. Share it. Empower others. Be part of the shining the light. Pick up the torch with us and shine it and hammer your elected officials saying, we demand stronger enforcement, stronger representation. Yeah, buddy.
Take a couple minutes and give moms and dads at home listening. Here are some things you need to know, mom and dad. X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Here's one of the do's and don'ts.
Yeah,
here's
a do. Do learn who your children are interacting with. Invade their privacy a little bit. Love them enough to go through the agitation of invading their privacy to find out who they're dealing with, who's in your child's life. Do take your children's phones at night when it's time for bed and take them into your master bedroom to charge overnight. Don't leave the phones with the children. That's a lot of times when they're getting into trouble. Do not leave your children unsupervised with any adults, even if it's an uncle or a family member, unless you absolutely have to. And if you have to, I'm a big proponent of nanny cams. Hidden cams keep people honest. Trust but verify if you have to. So don't terrorize and scare your children and steal their joy, but do let them know that there are bad people that will harm them and that the children should never be scared by their threats, and the children should always tell you if anybody approaches them inappropriately, tries to touch their private parts, look at them, see them, talk to them about things like that. The children are to come to you, the parents, and it'll be okay. But you have to know. And the predators use fear and threats. So take that take that tool of the predators away by informing your children not to be afraid of the threats and to come straight to you anyway, and then it'll be okay. And do it's pray.
Pray. It's kind of hard to say, boy, I don't know if we can trust Uncle so-and-so anymore. I mean, it's like, it's so against your, and that's probably how, you know, a lot of people, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but.
Well, I'm not trying to break up families, and I'm not saying insult people. I'm saying just realize that a lot of these children, these adults that we're dealing with now that were abusing their children were abused by family members or stepdads or uncles or.
Does it become a cycle? It seems like it becomes a cancer.
It does. You know, my dad's mom had to shoot his father off of him when he was 5 years old because his father was beaten him to death. And instead of perpetuating that, my dad became a very good and loving father because he studied the Word of God and what he was supposed to be, and he became that. He made himself better every day based on the principles he learned about in the Bible. So people can do that. It doesn't have to be bad.
Last question. Turn that feed down, Todd. Turn that feed down, please. Last question. Do you, as you do this work, do you feel the hand of God with you?
Absolutely. Because we feel the negative energy of evil too. It's like a vibration and an agitation, like too much of a coffee buzz. It's not good. And
see, I noticed that too. Some of the things that we do. That's. Wow.
Yeah, and the negative people trolling and accusing you of being the opposite of what you are. You work for Hillary. You're evil. You're a child protector or child pedophile protector. It's just evil. And we just pray over it and we keep doing good and taking positive action. And God's got us and we see the inexplicable good and God's winning every day. So we get it.
VetsForChildRescue.org, 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 please support. I beg you, CSPOA.org, support this support and support the Power Mall. There's not many places I beg you to support. I'm begging you to support Craig Sawyer. God bless you, Craig. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Watch Contraland. God bless.
Contraland, stay right there.
Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.